Wireless earbuds that filter the noisy world around us. Thanks to loosened regulations, more companies are trying to blur the line between in-ear headphones and hearing aids. Host Jason Middleton talks with an entrepreneur who took his audio knowledge and went from Indiegogo to Amazon with his new earbuds. That's here on Techonomics.
Hello and welcome back. And as always, thanks for listening. Ever notice all the noise pollution that's pushed out at us? In-ear buds block that sound, kind of. But noise counseling technology with wireless in-ear buds, well, that's where it's at. Our next chat is with an entrepreneur who already had headphone technology background via a prior company. His new company crushed it on Indiegogo, and the IQ earbuds will soon be on Amazon, and they're already in national brick-and-mortar consumer electronics retailers like Best Buy. We liked the go-to-market strategy and the quick growth in this competitive headphone space. Here we go.
David Kennington, co-founder of New Hera.
Okay, let's start with the beginning. I found your company before you found me, let's put it like that, because I was searching for some buds. And I noticed that, well, first of all, Facebook found me pretty quick, right? And it started surfacing your company and your earbuds. Yeah. But I also got like a lot of your competitors up there too, really fast. And then I started thinking like, why all of a sudden are these out there? So we're going to get around to the FCC, right? But let's start at the beginning. Let's start at the origin story of your company.
Well, yeah, no, we're a pretty interesting company because this is the second time around for my co-founder and I. So about 10 years ago, my co-founder started a company called Sensei, which was an industrial headset company. We had some IP that enabled you to separate speech from background noise in industrial environments.
Wow, cool.
So we had some headsets and wired earbuds that we sold into the global industrial sector. Oil and gas, mining,
sure.
You know, mine sites in Brazil.
Manufacturing floors.
Yeah, North Shelf of Alaska, oil refineries, mine sites in Australia, where people needed to separate speech from background noise and connect to their two-way radios, etc. So when we were doing that, we met literally thousands of people who put our headsets on. They go, wow, this is amazing. I can hear like I haven't been able to hear before. How can I get one of these into my own life?
Okay.
Rather than in my workplace.
I see. Oh, right. Okay.
So Justin and I, you know, that was really where the light went off for the idea of New Hera. Mm-hmm. So fast forward 3 years.
Okay.
We saw the growth of hearables. We knew that we could pull together a really smart technology team to be able to build something from the ground floor up to solve that problem for consumers rather than workers.
It's a very specific space, headphones, right? Everybody identifies with their headphones. I mean, I have to wear them for my job, right? But like, you know, walk around, you see people wearing some prefer wireless, some people don't, right? Yeah. How did you get into it? I mean, what was the impetus to begin with? I mean, because it's a very interesting space. There's a lot of science in there, but there's also a lot of art and craft.
Well, look, think about wearables, right? Wearables is a growth category that has really been controlled by technology around your wrist.
Mm-hmm.
So we said, why wouldn't you have it in your ears?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can do some incredible things with technology in your ears, and it's heading in that direction.
Right.
Right? I mean, look at Fitbit. There are inherent issues with Fitbit around your ears.
Right.
But with hearables, you can do some incredible things. And so everyone's wearing earbuds and headphones.
Right.
So why wouldn't you come up with a headphone product or an earbud product that did so much more than just music and making phone calls? Okay. So that was really where we said, look, we can put some of this really smart hearing technology into the form factor that is socially acceptable and solve a real problem for millions and millions of people around the world.
Let's stick to the form factor for a second. Okay. Let's talk about IQ buds.
Okay.
They're in ear.
Yep.
They're wireless.
Yep.
They're smooth and sexy black.
Yep.
And they help me filter sounds, right?
Yeah. They help you control what you want to hear in the world around you. So when you say filter, it's more about actually understanding what you want to hear and what you don't want to hear.
Okay.
And actually controlling that balance. Okay, so good example of that is speech in a noisy environment.
Mm-hmm.
How many people do you know that go into a restaurant or a pub and struggle to hear conversations? We call it pub deafness.
Right.
It's a great term, right? This is not just a problem experienced by people that got a little bit of hearing loss. It's experienced by everyone, right? And so our technology, because of our background, and we really understood how to build technology that was able to separate speech from background noise, we were able to solve that problem. But it's not just that. It's being able to control your how you hear the world around you while you're exercising out in the street. So you've got situational awareness and also being able to listen to music. So when we started this company, we really understood that it wasn't just bringing out hearing technology, but it was also connecting it to your digital devices that are so omnipresent in your daily life.
Right. And you coined hearables. I'd never used that on this show before, so I'm going to be borrowing that one. Okay.
Yeah, no, that's a very common term for the category now.
Outstanding. Yeah. Speaking of the category, let's circle back to where we started at the beginning, right? Yep. Because, like I said, I noticed a lot of advertising, a lot of marketing around in earbuds, and you're in this space, and this is your second company. What happened? What opened the floodgates to all this new product?
Well, I think the concept of having a truly wireless earbud is, you know, people have been wanting that for a long time. It's just the technology hadn't evolved to a point where you could actually deliver the kind of consumer experience with a truly wireless form factor that you could with a wired. It's really difficult to take what you do with a wired device and make it wireless.
Yeah.
And there's a good reason why a lot of companies haven't gotten into this. But you know, there's a lot of wired headphones and earbuds out there, right? Mm-hmm. There's only a handful of truly wireless.
It's true.
And the reason is it's really difficult technology.
All right, let's talk about doing business in that category. Yep. Do you have to deal with regulations when it comes to... Now, I don't think that wearables have a lot of regulation, but there's got to be some, right? FCC gets involved, I guess?
Well, I think in our particular case, because we are a hearable that enables you to hear better, right? We sort of get into that whole hearing aid space.
Right? Medical.
And, and so therein lies the challenges in what we can say and what we can promise.
Interesting.
Okay? We are not a hearing aid. We do not solve hearing loss, okay? We're an intelligent, truly wireless earbud that gives you the control to hear what you hear in the world around you and connect your digital devices. So why is that different? Mm-hmm. So we really are catering to those people that have got sort of mild hearing loss and people that don't have any hearing loss at all,
right?
Yeah, hearing aids really cater to the people who got medium to severe hearing loss. Take someone about 7 to 10 years before they recognize they've got a little bit of hearing loss until they go and see an audiologist.
Fair enough. Okay. Yeah. You kicked it at CES this year.
Yeah.
A lot of positive press coming out of there. We're about 7 or 8 months out from that.
Yeah.
How are you teed up for the rest of this year? Give me a little bit of your business plan moving forward for the next couple of quarters.
So we're going through a very interesting stage right now from being a crowdfunded driven company into actually having product in retail. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're now in Best Buy, we're in Brookstone, we're in Fry's, we're just about to open our Amazon channel.
Sweet.
I mean, so we're growing up as a company, you know?
Right on,
okay, we're actually selling product to consumers through retail channels and direct.
Cool.
So we're going to see significant growth in the company. We already have just in the last 3 months. We're going to see significant growth in the company over the next 12 months and beyond.
What was it? Was it Indiegogo or?
Yeah, Indiegogo.
Indiegogo. Yep. What was that experience like?
It was a test market. So
okay. It
ran for 2 months, 60 days. We did a magical listening tour, 9-city tour, where we actually did demonstrations down in Australia, here and in the US and Canada.
Well, congratulations. It's a great product. It's beautiful. Good. Thanks for coming in this morning. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks. Appreciate it, Jason.
That was David Kennington. He's co-founder of Nuheara. In-ear noise-canceling buds that filter crowd noise, restaurant noise, and the rest of it. There's a link at kgoradio.com/techonomics. Just look for the article that goes with this week's show. We are also on Facebook. Just check /techonomicsradio. And we post links throughout the week there as well. Recently, they've mostly been about slamming FCC Chairman Ajit Pai as we try to help defend existing net neutrality rules. We also put our musical selections from there, too. For producer Liana Wilcox and executive producer Mike Anthony, my name is Jason Middleton. This is Techonomics, and it's our anniversary show. Thanks for listening this year, and have great weeks, everybody.